This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catrava. Finding the right church can be tough, especially if you're a young professional in Northeast Columbia. But one new church is trying to reach out to that demographic. Reporter Evan Townsend has the story.
The Band of Lifebridge Lutheran Church practices in the community room of an apartment complex. Furniture is piled in the corner to their left and gym equipment in the corner to the right. Though they don't have their own building to worship in, it's progress for Lifebridge. A year ago, the church didn't even exist. Now, Pastor Nathan Schutz is happy to speak to a congregation of 40 to 60 people each Sunday. Though his service is open to anyone, there's a certain group he's trying to reach.
The problem is that this 20 and 30-somethings, they're what I refer to as the lost generation. From the time you graduate from high school until you're married with children, the church really doesn't know what to do with you.
It's this lost generation that populates much of Northeast Columbia. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod saw a need to reach out to this group after looking at the last census. Philip Sarf was on the committee to form the church.
I know I kind of stopped going to church when I was in college, so I can identify with them. So trying to help, hey, there is a place for you to have fellowship and worship Christ.
The church spent several years planning before officially choosing a pastor. Schutz, who preaches in a collared shirt unbuttoned at the top, feels he's a good fit for the community because many people feel more comfortable with his casual style.
I come from a tradition that wears those big, long white robes with the stoles and everything, and I've still got them, and I can high church it up with anybody. But that's not our identity.
Lifebridge's identity seems to be working. Northeast Columbia resident Gerald Burns visited the church with his neighbor shortly after its first Sunday service. He's been attending regularly ever since.
The great thing about this place is there's already a built-in need. It's like God's bringing the church to the people that need it right here in this neighborhood.
Schutz says at the end of the day, it's not the church band or the free coffee that attracts this lost generation to Lifebridge.
There are a lot of different ways to grow a church, but essentially all of them all come back to the same thing. What kind of relationships do you have?
For Schutz, those relationships can mean discussing the latest video games or cracking jokes with members of his congregation. But that's all part of his mission of sharing the gospel.
I've had people say I'm not reverent enough. I was like, no. I take God very seriously. I don't take myself seriously.
Lifebridge meets 10:30 Sunday mornings at Hanover Estates. Evan Townsend, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. For more stories like this one, go to columbiafaithandvalues.com. I'm Kelly Catrava. Thanks for tuning in.